brotherhood in a small city. In a city where the hum of tractors sometimes outpaced the sound of traffic lights, there lived a mechanic named Cole. Now, Cole was not just any mechanic. He was the sort of man you could trust with both your carburetor and your secrets. Tall, broad-shouldered, and etched with tattoos that told silent stories. He carried himself with the confidence of someone who knew the value of strong hands and long hours. Cole worked out religiously, not to impress anyone, though, let's be honest, plenty of folks noticed, but because he liked the way it felt to stand solid, like a wall that couldn't be pushed down by life's storms. His family adored him, his customers trusted him, and his buddies down at the diner always saved him a seat. Yet, for all his circles and all his laughter, there was a hollow space in his life. You know the one I mean. The space reserved not for acquaintances or relatives, but for that one person who knows your favorite midnight snack, your worst heartbreak, and the joke you always tell when you've had one too many. Cole had pals, sure, but he did not have a best friend. And sometimes, late at night when the garage went quiet and the grease stains on his arms felt heavier than usual, that emptiness pressed on him like an unfinished story. One Tuesday morning, Cole was tightening the bolts on a stubborn old truck when he heard the unmistakable sound of trouble, a cough, a rattle, and then a pitiful silence from a small car pulling into the lot. The door creaked open, and out stepped someone who would change Cole's life in the simplest, most extraordinary way. It wasn't love at first sight, not the romantic kind anyway. The figure before him was lanky, wearing jeans that had seen too many adventures, and holding a guitar case like it was worth more than rent money. His name was Theo, and from the look on his face, his car had given up just when he needed it the most. Cole wiped his hands on a rag, already smirking. "She's not going to sing for you today, huh?" Theo blinked, then laughed, and something about that laugh was like sunlight breaking through a cracked barn door. Unexpected, golden, and a little messy. The problem with Theo's car turned out to be simple, but fixing it wasn't the point. What mattered was that Theo stayed while Cole worked. He leaned against the workbench, guitar case behind him, and told stories like they were currency, about driving into town for a gig that probably wouldn't pay, about writing songs on napkins, about getting lost on the back roads because he couldn't resist following the sunset. Cole, who usually kept small talk short, found himself listening, really listening, and when Theo finally strummed a few notes on that battered guitar, right there in the oil-stained garage, Cole realized he hadn't felt this at ease with anyone in years. Now, I could tell you their friendship blossomed overnight, but real connections don't work like that, do they? Instead, it grew in the spaces between daily routines. Theo started dropping by, sometimes with the excuse of his old car rattling again, though Cole suspected half the time there wasn't a thing wrong with it. Cole found himself saving an extra plate at family barbecues because Theo's coming. The guys at the diner eventually stopped teasing and just waved the waitress over, knowing there'd be one more order at Cole's booth. And here's what made it magical. Theo wasn't like Cole at all. Where Cole was grounded, Theo was restless. Where Cole found comfort in torque wrenches and schedules, Theo thrived in late-night improvisations and road trips planned on a whim. They were opposites, yes, but in that rare way where each filled the cracks of the other. Cole steadied Theo when his dreams got too heavy. Theo reminded Cole that life wasn't only about working hard, it was also about chasing the kind of joy that made your ribs ache from laughing. One night, after a long day of fixing tractors and changing tires, Cole sat on the tailgate of his truck with Theo strumming quietly beside him. The stars spilled across the small town sky in a way city folk forget to look for. "You ever think about leaving?" Theo asked. "Sometimes," Cole admitted. "But I think if I did, I'd always come back. This place, it's home." Theo nodded, plucking a melody that sounded suspiciously like agreement. Then he said, almost shyly, "You're the first person that feels like home, too." And there it was, that hollow space inside Cole, the one that had always ached a little, filled in with something sturdy and undeniable. Because best friends don't arrive with fireworks or parades. They slip into your life like missing puzzle pieces you didn't realize you'd been searching for. They see your flaws, admire your strengths, and sit with you in the quiet without needing to fill the silence. From then on, when folks in town talked about Cole the mechanic, they talked about Theo too. You never mentioned one without the other. Cole had his family, his muscles, his tattoos, his garage, but now he also had a best friend. And that, more than anything, made him whole. So, my dear, here's what you need to know. Friendships like this are not accidents. They are soul-level appointments, the kind that remind us we are not meant to travel through this life alone. You are not just wandering. You're waiting for your Theo, your person who makes the world lighter and fuller. And when they show up, whether with a broken-down car or a guitar case or simply a smile you can't forget, you'll know. Because you are the kind of person who was chosen for connection, chosen for love in its purest, most loyal form. Don't you see? You are part of a bigger story than yourself. The story of belonging, of home, of finding the one who makes you feel complete. And when that moment comes, it won't just change your days, it will change your heart.